I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free Ego 56-volt battery when you buy a select Ego mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic-foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Hammer Time. What good morning, Buffalo. It's Dominic Cortez, and Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio. Dominic Cortez with you after a week off. Glad to be back. And how are you? And how's everything going around your house as we launch fall here in Western New York? If you have a fall-related home improvement question, anything around the house that needs my attention, today's the day for you. Open phone lines at 803-0930. That's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And our text board, same as our call-in number, our Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. So how was your week? What's going on that I need to know about? Pick up the phone right now. Hey, by the way, I can finally tell you, it's here, our grand opening day. It's October the 9th, and we're going to invite you to be part of our grand opening day. It starts with our broadcast on Saturday the 9th at 10 o'clock, our ribbon cutting and blessing of our building at 11:15, and then guided tours along with a food truck, the Cheesy Chick Clarence-based food truck will be with us. If you'd like to be part of our day, go online to our website, cortez.net, and click on the QR code, and you can register for a timed tour. We're staggering the tour so we don't have a line of people, creating some kind of social distancing with that. So go to our website and learn more. Click on the QR code, or scan the QR code, I guess is a better way of putting it, and register for your time. The tours go from 10 till 2:30, so pick your time and come on by. The food truck will be there for lunch, and we're looking forward to having you finally be part of our grand opening day. It's October the 9th. 9074 Main Street in Clarence is our address. It's 2 miles east of Transit Road in Clarence, and the day is finally here. Our grand opening celebration, October the 9th. Our broadcast at 10, ribbon cutting following that, and then guided tours till 2:30 with, as I said, the Cheesy Chick food truck. So we're excited about that. We're finally able to have you come by officially for our grand opening. So Jerry, how's everything going on around your house? Oh, thank you for that. Thank you for that. Jerry, if I was to ask you, what's the number one thing you should be doing as we get ready for winter around your house, what would it be?
Well, right now, the number one thing is to take the ACs out. But in what you're talking about,
How long have you been producing this show, Jerry?
Ever since I've been working here. Well, I know I'm not going to say leaves in the gutters because
yes, that's exactly what you should be saying.
They haven't been falling yet.
Well, I said it between now and the fall of snow. We need to make sure that we think about that. We need to get our gutters ready for the upcoming winter. And of course, it's too early to be thinking about it right now. But soon, after the leaves do fall, I think it's going to be late this year too. By the way, it doesn't seem like there's any real activity right now on changing of colors, probably because we've had so much rain. But be that as it may, as soon as we have clear trees, we need to clean gutters. So keep that in mind. Today on the show, we're going to be talking about anything you want to talk about, but also there's an interesting new phenomenon that's kind of COVID-related that focuses on living under one roof. And we've been seeing a lot of families coming together because of COVID. We're going to be talking about that and looking into that phenomenon and taking all of your questions this Saturday morning here on Hammer Time Radio, 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN, and our text board, 803-0930. And as usual, you can always email me, hammertime@cortese.net. Check out our website, including our registration for our grand opening day, October the 9th. And then, of course, a listing of everything we do, our room additions, our kitchen and bath renovations with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line, better living sunrooms, solar shades, retractable awnings, our small projects, and also on our website, we are certainly looking for skilled and able-bodied people. You can click on our website to learn more about joining our team. To say that we're in a situation where we need people would be an understatement. I think it's pretty much universal that everybody's looking for people. I don't know exactly what it's going to take to get people to come back to work, but we need people to come back to work. Our backlog is deep, and we have a lot of great work to produce, and we need people to do that. Our core staff is very overworked, and we desperately need additional hands. And we do have great pay and signing bonuses and great benefits, and we'd like to have you join our family. So check it out on our website, cortese.net. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. Before we talk to you, though, we're going to go to Orchard Park and say good morning to Sam Gollenbeck. Samantha is the manager of the Orchard Park branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank. Sam, glad you're with us today.
Good morning, Dominic. Thanks for having me on.
Did you hear that mortgage rates actually went down?
Yeah, our rates are really low right now. If you're looking to purchase a home or refinance, our lowest rate right now is 2.25%.
Oh, my gosh. And what term is that?
That's for 15 years.
Mm-hmm. What's a 30?
Our 30 is 2.875.
Still under 3.
Mm-hmm.
Air quotes, free money, huh?
Exactly. Yep. Now's a good time to finance if
yeah.
you market for it.
Yeah. And of course, in addition to that, we continue to celebrate the 2.5 fixed for 12 months home equity line of credit.
Yep. We still offer the 2.5% fixed for 12 months. And it's a really great product if you're looking to do, like you mentioned at the beginning of the show, if you're looking to do any of those fall home projects. It's 2.5% fixed. There's no application fee. There's no closing cost. The turn time is within 3 to 4 weeks, so we can get you the funds really quickly. And overall, it's just a really great product to have.
There you go. Great rates, great bank, great service. We were together last night at the Buffalo Bills Alumni Association Gala, and it was a great night. Dan Reiniger bought a quilt, a Buffalo Bills handmade quilt to send to his father in Texas.
Oh, how nice.
Yes.
Great.
I won't tell you how much he paid for it, though. So, Samantha, thank you for calling again. And then the phone number there at the Orchard Park branch.
It's 674-2066.
Repeat that for us.
674-2066.
For 130 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Come and meet me down by the shore.
Lakeshore.
Hey, it's
Bowerly. When it comes to tree removal and pruning, how hard can it be? Turns out it's very hard, and believe it or not, it can be dangerous too. That's why you should always call on the trained professionals at AJ's Tree Service. AJ's employees are certified arborists, trained, licensed to work around things like power lines, and they're OSHA certified and CPR trained. If you've got a big old tree that's not looking very healthy, call AJ's Tree Service and get it taken care of safely. AJ's Tree Service handles trees all the way from the top down to the stump. Call AJ's for a free tree evaluation. Get all the information you need to make the right decision about your trees. From tree removal, plant health care, and tree pruning, call AJ's Tree Service, 908-1282, 908-1282. AJ's Tree Service, they're the best. They've worked for me. They're awesome. 908-1282.
AJ's Tree Services, from tree to shining tree.
Right now, people are home with their pet more often, and I think especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue.
Nala's got some skin issues. He gets really going and scratching.
Excessive shedding, a lot of just scratching and itching.
Ziggy, scratching and itching and biting. On top of that, he was starting to get black buildup in his ears.
DinoVite.com.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot. And I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
We started Dynavite, and in our first box, we noticed a difference, especially with the shedding.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
We've got 4 dogs, all different ages, all different sizes, and they've all just responded really well to the Dynavite, and they all love it.
We will be using Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
We order our Dynavite from Dynavite.com.
DinoVite.com.
As our community continues to work diligently to recover from the pandemic, Erie County is once again assisting small businesses with the Shop 716 e-gift card program. This is AJ Baines, President and CEO of the Amherst Chamber of Commerce, sharing that if you buy a $25 or more Shop 716 e-gift card, you will receive a free bonus $25 card. Visit amherst.org/shop716 to purchase your Shop 716 e-gift card today. The Shop 716 initiative promotes the shop local and support local themes to strengthen our Western New York local economy. Together, we can rebuild the Western New York region. Offer is valid September 20th through December 30th while supplies last. The free promotional card expires December 30th. If you are a business and would like to learn more about becoming a participating merchant or to get your free card today, visit amherst.org/shop716 to purchase.
Don't just think it, say it. Call or text WBEN now at 716-803-0930.
At Big L Windows and Doors, there's a Marvin window with your name on it. That's right, a level of choice that you have at Marvin starts with the Essential, which is what we chose for our new building. The Essential is a fiberglass product, both fiberglass in and out. Great looking, easy to care for, and the stability of fiberglass beats out vinyl. The Elevate is the step up from that. It's a wood exterior and of a fiberglass exterior and wood interior. Gives you a lot more versatility with interior finish. And then there's the Signature Collection, the Designer Series, if you will. It's all available at Big L Windows and Doors. Also, the Therma-True product line. Check it out at Big L Windows and Doors. They are on William Street in Cheektowaga. The address is 2727 William Street, 895-8484, BigLWindows.com. The total trust guarantee is what you get from Big L. That means if you ever have a problem, they'll be there for you, and they'll help you out. And if you see Bill Horbert when you're there, ask him, Bill, what's your philosophy in business? He'll shrug his shoulders, and he'll say, just do the right thing. And that's what you get from Big L, the right thing with the Big L Windows and Doors. And it's all on their website at BigLWindows.com. And when you stop in, tell them Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:19 is the time on WBEN. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. An open phone line with your name on it at 803-0930. Call us about anything around the house. So for a growing number of Americans, home is where mom, dad, grandparents, aunts, uncles, and the kids, and sometimes their kids are. Yeah, believe it or not, there's a 2021 survey that was done by Generations United. It's a national advocacy organization. And it found that 26% of us, 26% live in households that include three or more generations. Isn't that startling? Let me repeat that. 26% of us live in households that include three or more generations. The same survey in 2011 found that only 7% were residing in multi-generational housing. Now, while the pandemic and resulting economic pressures may have driven some families together, many are now sold on big family meals, more hands to help with schoolwork, and the ability to keep a closer eye on elderly parents. In the Generations United survey, nearly three quarters of those in multi-generational households say they will stick with the setup. People may have come together by need, but they are staying together by choice. And that's a quote from Donna Butts. She's the group's executive director. The ideal way to accommodate aging parents or adult children, often with kids of their own, is with a separate apartment that has its own entrance, called an accessory dwelling unit, an ADU, but the commonly known in-law suite, granny flat, and the like. In addition to a bedroom, these typically have a bathroom and maybe a small kitchen and a living area. As a result, adding one can complicate and add cost to the whole idea. So, yeah, I've been involved, you know, as a comment on this, I've been involved with many situations of late. So I kind of appreciate the 26% number of people that have come together who've merged households. It's kind of an interesting phenomenon. It does, in cases that I'm involved with, involve an expansive renovation of the house, usually a substantial addition to accommodate mom and dad. And in one case, I was interested in the idea that they were going to put the parents in the basement. Now, that has a lot of appeal from a cost perspective. But it does come with the caveat that we have to create a safe environment for mom and dad with, you know, the aggressible window. The problem with that is now we're dealing with not only the aggressible window in case of an emergency, but also the stairs for the daily up and down. But the truth is, the basement is ripe square footage for this kind of idea because it's already there. And the cost to redevelop it is substantially less than an addition. In another case, a elderly couple was coming to live with their children. They were maybe 10 miles apart, and they were worried about that daily check-in visit. So they decided to, again, merge households. They were going to put their parents on a ground floor addition. It was winding up to be almost 1,000 square feet when everything was said and done. So pretty substantial investment in any home, putting 1,000 square feet on it. The end result was costs that were, you know, way up there. I mean, in excess of $400,000, believe it or not. Now, in some cases, it might make sense, but in most, I would probably caution against that kind of investment because it's the concern would be getting it back out of the house at resale. Furthermore, there may be some zoning restrictions on anything that large. In addition to that, there may be restrictions on creating a building that actually could very well be a standalone apartment. And in some cases, towns will not allow you to rent an apartment that's attached to a single-family home. The National Association of Home Builders surveyed homeowners about renovations in 2019, and it found that one in five remodelers had completed an ADU project in the past year, pretty much in line with what I was just speaking about. To keep the price down, start with what you have. Again, I've already mentioned the basement being ideal. Another idea would be a space up, maybe an attic. But if you go up to a third floor, now we have the complication of egress again, but it's kind of layered with another big concern, and that is fire suppression. In most cases, third floor use is precluded because of the cost involved with putting in fire suppression, a fire sprinkler system. There's also then still the requirement for egress and a rollout ladder. They generally shy away from fire escapes, but we still have to have an exit plan that resembles a fire escape, whether it be a drop-down ladder that goes to another roof that's within, you know, a certain number of feet from the ground that allows you then to safely jump. And believe it or not, this is all part of the design that would have to go into a third floor renovation. It's actually probably a little more complex than a basement for that reason. Furthermore, again, you have the complexity of the stairs. So if stairs are an issue, then generally a third floor as well as a basement may not be the best place for an elderly couple to go. So this is an interesting phenomenon, as I said, and I found it valuable to comment about it on you today. And if you have a comment about it, we'd welcome that too at 803-0930. The whole point here is what happens when you want to merge households, and is it more convenient in a way to think about merging in a household? And in most cases, I think it would be to bring parents in so you're not worrying about them where they are. And I've seen that time and again as the reason, the number one motivation behind merging households. You know, you worry about your parents not being within reach, and if they have health issues that require a daily check-in, this certainly does make life a little easier to have them right, you know, literally underfoot as a way. But another part of it is the interpersonal side of it. You know, how well do you get along with them? How are you going to handle the finances of it all? So there's a lot that has to go into the discussion about this kind of idea. The cost of the additional housing unit also has to be discussed. Who's paying for that? Is it going to be the equity out of the home that's tapped? Is it going to be the sale of the parents' home that's used to build the additional housing unit? So all of that is, you know, kind of front and center with the discussion it has to have happen before you undertake anything like this.
A lot of decisions. You have to think about this, too. Also, if you decide to bring your parent in, it seems like the further up or down basement or upstairs, the more of the cost. If you're at ground level, so to speak, or, you know, less of stairs, then you're closer, which is good. But then, like you said,
more cost.
How do you get along with them when you're closer in your environment,
too? I mean, you want to think about the separation, you know, between the units to create privacy and give them privacy and keep the separation. You know, again, this is a discussion you have to have. So, unfortunately, if stairs are an issue, the ground floor becomes the most desirable location. And unfortunately, that's the most expensive place to place them because of the cost of a foundation, and usually a larger footprint would ensue from that kind of an addition.
I've also heard of people building, I don't want to say a shed, but like a micro house or something in the back of the property. But then you'd have to, if you wanted the water and the electricity, all the cost of the infrastructure for that. Or if they come into the house, they're coming into the house in the wintertime with a robe and to use the facilities.
No. So that's a good point, and also one that needs to be looked at as an option. But unfortunately, then you're probably looking at the most expensive of all scenarios because of the infrastructure being remote and then having to be piped all the way to a remote location. And furthermore, there may be restrictions to do that, you know, with the town. So I probably would start, if this is something that you're considering, with a discussion in the family as to the interpersonal side of it first, and then, you know, the health and well-being side and how navigable they are stairs an issue or not? And then lastly, the whole issue with the town and the requirements that might be in place with approval. I know in one case, it was in Clarence, and there was a series of hearings that had to be attended with approval, to get approval for such a project. The whole concern that they had at the town level was, is this going to be just an in-law, or is it going to be possibly, as I said already, used as a source of income, which they just generally would not allow. So It's a new dynamic in our society, and I'd like to hear your comments if you have any about such a matter at 803-0930, outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBN. And don't forget our Orchard Park, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board available for you as well at 803-0930. Don't forget to go to our website, cortese.net, and register for our grand opening day. Pick your tour time, and you'd like to be part of our broadcast. We're welcoming that too. Broadcasting at 10 a.m., ribbon cutting following that, and then the tours till 2:30. That's October the 9th at our brand new location at 9074 Main Street in Clarence. And finally, excited about being able to have you formally invited to our grand opening day. Hey folks, if you want to talk about increasing the value of your home, more than likely a bath renovation is in your future. It's Dominic Cortese here. People love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom, and the surefire sign of quality is a beautiful glass enclosure around your shower or bathtub from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. Now, you might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Now, make sure you look at Basco Shower Doors of Elegance in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City Glass at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Stop into their showroom in Willitzer Park and be sure to tell them that Dominic sent you. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
When you own your own business, understanding the value of hiring help over figuring it out is just smart. Keep growing that blossoming flower business, bakery, or board game cafe by focusing on the vision you have for the company and by leaving the taxes and accounting to the experts at Senziak and Schroda. Offering CPA services that suit your business and your budget, Senziak and Schroda are ready with simple solutions tailored to help your business succeed. To get started, call Senziak and Schroda at 636-0549. Senziak and Schroda, offering forward-looking services to help your business grow.
Global events have affected the financial future of many people here in Western New York. With debt, eviction, and foreclosure looming, you need answers on how to proceed now. You need to take action. You need to call Lazaro, Buffalo bankruptcy attorney Matt Lazaro, today. Call 500-STOP.
This is attorney Matt Lazaro. For 15 years, I've represented individuals, families, and small businesses right here in Western New York that are struggling to make ends meet. With constantly changing rules, you need somebody that can help you get back on track. Let's work together to stop your debt and stop your financial stress. Contact me today. I can help.
Attorney Matthew Lazaro offers a free consultation. Call 500-STOP. If you're behind on mortgage, rent, auto, taxes, student loan, or credit card payments, call Buffalo bankruptcy attorney Matt Lazaro to stop your financial stress and get debt relief today. Call 500-STOP. 500-7867. That's 500-STOP.
Hey, it's Bowerly. Since 19-something, the very particular people at John Locke Air Conditioning and Heating have been my go-to for all of the home comfort needs in my place. Having heating or cooling issues, no matter the make or model, John Locke can help. Often, older heating and cooling systems need a tune-up or possibly replacement. A new Lennox high-efficiency natural gas furnace and AC system can make your home more fuel-efficient, creating energy savings. Plus, natural gas is your best energy value. For your heating and cooling needs, call John Locke, 894-6400.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. And that includes comfortable pricing, too. Shop Town & Country's brand new line of American-made affordable furniture. Amazing options at prices you're used to seeing in lower quality furniture made in other countries. So whether you're shopping highest quality American-made furniture or you're looking for that American craftsmanship at a lower price, hurry into Town & Country and save even more on our American-made affordable collection when you take advantage of our cash and carry program. If you think you can find it cheaper online, Town & Country price matches Amazon and Wayfair every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Make sure to check out our brand new website too. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Everything for your garage is available at Gorilla Garage Gear. Need a new garage door or your garage door service? Yep, they do that. How about an epoxy-coated garage floor like I have? Of course they do that. And organizing your garage with storage equipment, slat walls, and cabinetry. Yep, they do that too, and it's always at Gorilla Garage Gear, 715-6927, GorillaGarageGear.com. Go there today and tell them Dominic sent you, and great discounts will come your way, including $200 off your epoxy floor. And if you combine that with other services, you'll get a bigger discount. So go, go Gorilla, Gorilla Garage Gear, GorillaGarageGear.com, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:37 is the time on WBEN. You've got Dominic Cortese, and this is Hammer Time Radio. Participate in the program by giving us a call. Anything around the house that needs my attention, it's 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And our text board, Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 803-0930. So we're talking about the whole idea of merging households and multi-generational households. Part of that will be if seniors, aging parents are coming to live in this improved home or this merged household. The idea is to think about the whole need for aging in place and kind of having it be safe for them. We talked about stairs being an obstacle. The other things that come to mind include barrier-free access, you know, things like doors that are flush, so there's not a big step up, the width of doors so as to accommodate wheelchairs, the idea of not having tripping hazards with rugs and slip-resistant surfaces, and you know, that kind of thing all come into mind as to importance in a design. And then when we go into the bathroom, you know, the whole idea of accommodating perhaps a wheelchair need in a bathroom would be a part of the discussion. Is the wheelchair going to need to wheel right in to the shower, or can they transfer onto a seat, grab bars in the shower, you know, wands that can be used to unclip from the wall, the height of the toilet, the space under the sink, the turning radius in front of the toilet, all these things, you know, are front and center with the idea of designing barrier-free or aging in place in mind. So keep that in mind if you're thinking about merging households and bringing your elderly parents in. 803-0930, let's travel to Buffalo and chat with Kevin. Good morning, Kevin. You're on WBEN.
Hello, thank you for listening to my question.
Sure.
I have a single-story home, and through the garage, I like to put and it's a brick home, I like to put an entrance door in, just a regular entrance door. What would I look for when I hire a contractor to do that type of work?
So do we have a door there now?
No.
You're going to frame a door in?
Correct.
So
for convenience, that's why.
So how do you get in? So the garage is not connected to the house?
It is, but it'll be more convenient if I put a door entrance to the backyard. That's what it is. There's a garage door and another door, but on the side I would like to put a entrance door from the backyard to get into through the garage.
Okay. So this is in the garage going to the yard?
Correct.
Okay. So this will involve reframing, meaning a header will have to be put in, jack studs, the opening will have to be created to accommodate the door. Because it's okay. A solid wall now. So you'll need a skilled carpenter. You'll also then need a good quality door. I would probably direct you to Big L. They would pretty much be able to handle the whole thing. If they can't do the carpentry part, then we may be able to help with that. But I'm pretty certain that they can accommodate your full need right at Big L. They have the Therma-True line of doors, which is a great product. It'll give you not that you need, it's not a heated garage, correct?
Correct.
Yeah, so you don't need a super duty insulated door, but you still want something that's going to be durable. A fiberglass skin would be in my realm of recommendation because this will give you a durable, wearable finish. You could either stain or paint. This new phenomenon of being able to stain fiberglass is a cool thing because it gives you a wood look. but yet it's a fiberglass skin and a you know, a more rigid construction as a result of that.
Okay.
So, yeah, reframing and then the door, Big L can take care of that. Now, technically by code, you're going to need a light at that door and a plug. If there's a light or a plug nearby, you may need just to put a switch to be able to control the light from that door. That's technically by code.
You need a light and a outlet by the door.
By code, yeah. But, yep. You know, this is a retrofit, and I don't know whether you're going to be scrutinized at that level. Where do you live?
Depew.
In Depew. So you could give them a call and see if they care about that. You know, if you generally, sometimes when you bring up the question, they're going to tell you, of course. So maybe, you know, do it and then plead ignorance later. Yeah.
But how do you keep the bricks? Well, you have to cut a hole through the brick wall. How do you keep the bricks from shifting above the door then?
So the lintel will have to be placed in first, and that would mean having to cut the mortar joint open to slide the lintel in, or at least a temporary lintel, because it's going to have to be reversed, and then it can be supported from the inside, or the brick will have to be taken down and then put back around the door. Is it, okay. There's another story above this, or is it just up to the eave?
No, just to the, above it's the roof.
Yeah, so I would probably recommend taking the brick right down. It'll mean, is this going to be near the corner?
No.
Right, literally in the middle.
Right.
Yeah, so a little involved with that. You know, you're going to have to start by breaking some brick and then starting to take them apart, kind of a puzzle, like a puzzle would come apart. And then you're going to need to have it stepped, you know, either side of the door and then pieced back in. Again, as I say, that header piece, that lintel piece put in to support the brick. Another idea would be not to do that and just put in a faux header finish, like an aluminum clad finish or vertical vinyl finish above the door. This would eliminate the need for the lintel above the door.
Sounds good. Sounds like an involved process.
It is going to be involved. They probably aren't going to be wanting to get involved with the brick part, so you may need to bring a mason in for that.
Well, okay. I'm sure they have a suggestion.
Yep.
Go from there.
All right. Good luck with that, Kevin.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Kevin's line is now free, 803-0930. As we travel to my hometown, Madeline in Clarence. Good morning. You're next.
Good morning. My problem is, and you said to call with any problem.
Sure.
The shower pan of my stall shower is terrazzo.
Okay.
Original with the house, 60s.
Sure.
Cracked.
Mm.
And so therefore I can't use the shower because it leaks into the basement.
Yeah.
Suggestions rather than a jackhammer. I mean, anything simpler?
There is no easy answer here, unfortunately, Madeline. You could try some Band-Aids, like caulking the crack. Have you tried that?
A while ago, somebody did some epoxy, I think, across, and that worked for a while.
Yeah. So these are all temporary fixes that'll get you by. But at the end of the day, really, unfortunately, the only only definitive answer is the way I should say it, is a complete gutting and removal and replacement. I know you didn't want to hear that, but I will tell you there are alternative products now available that would perhaps redirect you away from the expense of a full tile installation. We have at our new building, and you could stop by since you're close, units that are made out of Vycrel, V-Y-K-R-E-L. It's a Kohler product. And these lock together. They're caulkless and groutless. And they're very affordable. The labor will be the demo. The installation labor will be minimal. So this may be a suggestion that...
In the tile walls?
Everything would have to go in this scenario that I'm painting now. The walls of the tile, the tile walls of the shower, as well as the terrazzo floor, would have to be gutted out. But this is a complete restoration of the shower enclosure, as opposed to any Band-Aid. Now, if you want to just try to deal with the floor, you still got to remove that. The problem with just removing the floor is it's going to interface with the walls. And if we have to do any wall removal, then we could piece in the wall shower tile. But what's that going to look like?
Yeah.
So I don't want to take you down that road because I think you're going to be unhappy. I'm going to say the best solution is a full removal of everything and replacement of everything. It also gives you the chance, Madeline, to make sure that this leaking that's occurred for all this time hasn't done any structural damage, any rotting of any plywood or any wood, which is an important element here when we have water coming through wood surfaces. So I know, you know, again, not the perfect answer, but probably for the value of the home and the fact that then you would be able to, you know, regain use of the shower, I think it's an important investment.
I appreciate that. Do you have any guess as to what that investment might
be? How big of a unit is it, do you know?
Probably 40 by 40, maybe.
So there are... The only thing that we would have to think about is if we go to the direction of this Vicryl unit, they come in certain sizes. And so we have to see how well that plugs into what you have. So is it going to be, you know, a 42-inch shower to replace the 40? And it may fit when we gut it all out. It may be a 48-inch possibly. So that's an element to deciding on predicting the cost is... You know, how well is it going to plug into the space that's there and how much reconstruction might be required.
Okay.
I would say that you're probably looking at in the $15,000 to $20,000 range to just deal with the shower removal and replacement.
Okay. That's a good guesstimate. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Thank you.
Madeline's line is now free, and you know the number. It's 803-0930. Good morning from Dominic Cortez. This is Hammer Time Radio on WBEN. You remember that smell, right? The smell that you have when your furnace first kicks on. Yeah, it's going to be happening any time now if it hasn't happened already. This is the smell of the heat exchanger firing up and the debris that's collected on it burning up. Your furnace will kick on a cold night in the next, Peter's predicting, 9 to 16 days. It's never failed in the past 30 years of indoor professionals. You will smell the dust, the dead skin cells, the decaying animal remains, dust, mite, feces, yuck, and who knows what else that is circulating in your air throughout your home's duct system. This, my friends, is the summer burn off, and you're breathing the roasting garbage, and it may be what's making you feel sick. Listen carefully. That awful smell on the furnace roasting the garbage, well, that is described as just the tip of the iceberg. The smell goes away, but the dust and debris in your ductwork, it's still there. The only way you can definitively clean it is with the patented column duct cleaning system from Indoor Professionals. They'll come by your house and cut a hole in the ductwork, insert the column duct cleaning nozzle, and blast all the gunk off the sidewalls of your ductwork, and then with negative pressure, they'll suck it all out and leave you with the fresh scent of Canberra gel. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yeah, 'tis the season. It hasn't even gotten cold yet, and I think we've logged in more calls in the past 10 days than, you know, it's a good news, bad news story, but it's the reactive people, and wait till the furnaces kick on. But we're here for you. The good news is, well, we're a month out, and we still have emergency spots, or we put you on a priority move-up list if you have allergies, sinus, asthma, or worse. You know, so we have the scheduling down, but as you know, it's difficult to find skilled technicians, so we're living with most of our techs have been with us for 10 to 29 years, and it's a blessing, and because they do an amazing job. But at any rate, besides the duct cleaning, one thing that we can deliver right away, it won't take a month, is our medical grade air purifiers, which are once again 40 times more efficient than HEPA filtration. Once again, you have heard of HEPA now because of COVID, and that they fall exceedingly short compared to the DFS technology in the brand that we sell. So call about that. They're still $300 off on those, and they have a whole house unit that you can save $500 off. And what else? Let's see. Is your high-capacity dehumidifier still running?
It certainly is, but it turns off, which tells me that it is working because it's not running nonstop, which the fire starter used to do.
Right. Yeah, they're amazing. So $300 off the high-capacity dehumidifiers. Once again, we have full stock. We buy right, so we buy right the first time.
There you go. 683-3000, that's the number you're going to dial. What's it going to be for the extra special Hammer Time Radio discounts for this week?
Yeah, once again, if you have need for dryer vent cleaning, a lot of people replace it or do it themselves. I applaud that. But if for a whole house a duct cleaning package with dryer vent, and if you purchase additional Canberra gel, you can still save $75 to $100 off, depending on the size of your home. And as I mentioned, the deals on the 300 off on the portable medical grade air purifiers, which is still the king of COVID, and they cover 1,200 square feet, and 300 off on the high capacity dehumidifier. And it's me, so be patient. I still have people to call back from the last 3 days, but you can call and get me today all the way up until 3:30.
683-3000. 683-3000. That's the number you're going to call right now for the Hammer Time Radio discounts. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With Indoor Air Professionals.
For every breath you take.
If you want more cash for your gold, silver coins, and precious metals, then head to Tag Jewelers. Tag will give you cash for your gold and...
Tag Jewelers buys diamonds.
Over 40 years, Tag has been providing the knowledge and expertise to give you the best value for your diamonds, broken jewelry, precious metals, and coins in their clean, comfortable setting. Trust Tag for the best return on your investment. Tag Jewelers, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Contractors know better than anyone. When you're finishing up a job, costs are tight, and mistakes mean losing money. So for those tricky cuts on tile, glass shower doors, or around the toilet flange, don't gamble. Bring your glass, tile, or porcelain to Steel Crazy Iron Art. Get a precision cut with no mistakes and get the most out of your budget. In most cases, Steel Crazy can turn it around in about a day. If you're in a rush, give us a call or stop in 1294 Seneca Street in Buffalo or online at steelcrazyironart.com.
For over 80 years, CJ Krantz Organics has provided Western New York with the highest quality landscape materials to beautify your home or business. We're the only company in the area that makes both compost and mulch from scratch. Homemade right here in East Amherst. Avoid the middleman markup when you buy direct from us. There's no job too big or too small for our team to handle. So call CJ Krantz Organics. We'll help you get what you need when you need it.
CJ Krantz Organics, 741-3850.
No one says your career path can't be fun. Seneca Resorts and Casinos specialize in building great careers with a healthy dose of daily fun. We have three great properties, including hotels, restaurants, and the area's best gaming. Your opportunities are endless, and the fun is built in every step of the way. Team members at Seneca Resorts and Casinos build fun, lifelong careers. You can enjoy your workday, especially when it's the best 8 hours. Visit thebest8hours.com and apply today.
Howard Simon here. The kids have gone back to school, which means you've been spending money on supplies. The president of Reimer Home Services, Scott Murray, just called me and he wants to help all of you save money. If your rusty old air conditioner barely made it through the summer and it's on its last legs, or you know you're going to need a new furnace before winter hits, then listen up. If you invest in a brand new air conditioner or a brand new furnace by September 30th, Reimer will give you a $200 Visa card to help out with all of those school supplies. If you end up getting a brand new AC unit and a new furnace at the same time, it's a $400 Visa card to cover those supplies. At Reimer Home Services, they recognize how much parents spend on school supplies, and if you need a new AC unit right now or the brand new furnace, they want to help you out. All you need to do is call Reimer, ask about the back-to-school special. Get a $200 Visa card for school supplies when you buy a new AC unit or furnace. Call 694-8524, 694-8524.
Call Cortese, your man for home improvement. It's Dominic Cortese here, and you can close your windows and shut your doors when the cold weather starts creeping in from your roof. There's only one way to fix it, though, and that is to call the people that fix roofs right. That's Ava Roofing. Now, if you've got a leak or if your roof just doesn't look like it's up to the task of holding up hundreds of pounds of ice and snow, call Ava. When you call Ava, you get superior service, superior value, because Ava's focus is on doing great work. That includes having an expert foreman on every job to ensure the job is done and that it's done properly. Call Ava Roofing today and get an on-the-spot written estimate and project drawing. There is indeed no reason to get stressed out about the condition of your roof. Trust Ava's clean, prompt service. For roof replacement or repair, 343-ROOF. Schedule a free estimate today. That's 343-ROOF, 343-7663. Go to avaroofing.com and easily select a day, time, and type of quote you can like. That's right, you can do it all right online at avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember, to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
A couple of minutes till top of the hour and news time from WBEN, and then Senior Radio with Linda Pellegrino is next on WBEN. Don't forget to go to our website, Cortese.net, and register to be part of our grand opening day. What you'll do is scan the QR code. You'll pick your tour time. This tour is run from 10 to 2:30. Broadcast of the show is at 10. Our ribbon cutting follows that, and then guided tours with the Cheesy Chick food truck on site. This is October the 9th from 10 till 2:30 at 9074 Main Street in Clarence, our official invitation to you for our grand opening day. And we're so excited to finally be able to invite the general public in. Again, staggered tour times so that we don't have a big crowd, and we respect some degree of social distancing. So go to our website and scan the QR code and pick your time for your tour. I believe they're 15-minute intervals, and you'll see it all there at our website. The QR code will guide you to the registration site for the tours. So keep that in mind as you pick your time, and the Cheesy Chick will be there for lunch for you as well. So stop by for that as well. And we're certainly excited to be able to show you everything that we have in our showroom, starting with our beautiful Bella Cucina custom kitchen cabinet line with our full demonstration kitchen, which, by the way, I should tell you that soon we'll be announcing that we'll be having a series of chefs coming in to doing cooking shows, cooking demonstrations. We have a 20-foot table in the showroom that can accommodate 28 to 30 people, and it'll be a venue for small events and dinners and featured chefs. And so that's part of what's coming down the road once we get all established and create a schedule. We certainly anxious to tell you all about that. Again, looking forward to seeing you at our big grand opening day on October the 9th. And it's coming soon, just a couple Saturdays away. And again, the show will be broadcast from our new building on that Saturday. We're excited about that. And Jerry, you were able to stop by and see us on our groundbreaking day. And here we are now officially announcing our grand opening day. So it's the transition has occurred, you know, and it took about a year to build the building. And we had to get through all the official certifications and all of that. So here we are ready to invite you. So we're excited about having you come by. In the meantime, if you have any need for a question that we didn't answer today, you can certainly email me during the week. As I said, hammertime@cortese.net. And be certain to check out our website, too. If you are looking for a job, we certainly would be looking to interview you for openings that we have. Have a great week, everybody. We'll look forward to seeing you next Saturday, same time, same place. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls. An Odyssey station.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
SpringFest means more sun, more fun, and more free at Lowe's. Keep your yard in line with an additional free EGO 56-volt battery when you buy a select EGO mower, trimmer, or blower. Plus, keep landscaping fresh with Stay-Green 1-cubic foot garden soil, 5 bags for $10. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 4A while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.
How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got a drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.